five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roar.
Let's go. Fire! Fire!
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a moment, we'll join Chief Cody and Tim Collins at the fire which has just brought them closer to solving the mystery which has been troubling them. For, as they hope, it has smoked out the missing man, Tim Collins' friend and buddy on the rescue company, Private Mushnowski. But before we find out what caused his strange disappearance, let's pause a moment for a special message for you. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the edge of the crowd watching the blaze, the group of people which in turn had been so carefully watched by the young rookie fireman Tim Collins. And just when he about decided his plan to smoke out Mush had failed, who should he see half hidden in a doorway but Mushnowski himself, calling his discovery to Chief Cody's attention. The chief calls out.
You're right, Tim. It is Mushnowski. Get him before he gets away.
Yes, sir. Mush! Mush! It's me, Tim Collins.
Tim, how did you... I thought I was undercover here.
Oh, for gosh sakes, Mush, we've been looking everywhere for you. Thank goodness we found you.
Do me a favor, will you? Just let me disappear again,
no,
huh?
No, not on your life. Sergeant McGurk has had the whole police force scouring the city for you. Look, you've got some questions to answer, and the sooner you get them over, the better for you.
I don't want any part of the police. That's one of the reasons I blew.
Look, Mush, this is for your own good. Now, come on, will you?
Well, Mushnowski, it's high time you showed up. You're in a jam, son, and I want to talk to you. Come on, let's go over to my car and have a heart-to-heart talk. And if the fire department means anything to you, you've got plenty to say. We'll have a little privacy sitting in the back of my car. Come on, get in.
It's a tough break you're bumping into me like you did.
Tough? It may be the luckiest day of your life, Mushnowski.
Yeah, and it wasn't exactly a break either, Mush. We figured an old hook-and-ladder man like you couldn't resist a fire if you were still anywhere in the neighborhood.
You see, son... You men in the rescue companies are picked not only for brains and brawn, but because you've gone through the mill, piled up plenty of experience, and because your work is your whole life.
Maybe you should say it was, Chief.
Well, that all depends, son. If you're mixed up in that counterfeiting racket...
I'm not, Chief Cody. Believe me, I'm not. But that's all I can say.
Oh, that's bad, Mush. When you add it to your running away like you did, Detective Sergeant McGurk is plenty suspicious of you.
I knew I'd be dragged into this the minute we found those plates that had been thrown off the dock into the water.
Yeah, plates to be used in making counterfeit money.
You know, Mush, I think you're protecting someone in your family.
How the dickens could you know that, Hooksy?
Well, you weren't there when the chief talked to Sergeant McGurk.
You see, the police have been trying to locate this counterfeiting plant. And they got pretty close to it the other night when they tailed a runner. That is, a person they knew was delivering new plates to the plant.
Yeah, but he gave him the slip. Now we know he ditched those funny money plates by tossing them in the drink.
Okay, but how do the cops tie me into this?
They don't, exactly. But that runner was named Stanislaus Mushnowski, son. Any relation?
Yeah, my cousin. So now you know.
Oh, Mush, I could swear you didn't know anything about this.
I didn't when we first found those plates, and then I got to thinking about that tweed coat they were wrapped up in, Tim.
You knew it was your cousin's?
Well, not then, but I suspected. When I went home, I found out for sure.
Yeah, we checked up on that too, Mush.
Why didn't you report that to Sergeant McGurk instead of running away? That's what makes it look bad.
Well, Chief, my record means a lot to me, and I'm sure enough in Dutch if I don't find Stanislaus and make him talk.
Well, then you've been looking for your cousin, Mush.
Yeah. No luck. He's vanished into thin air.
Well, why is he so important if you're not mixed up in this?
Years ago, I worked for a carnival. So did my cousin. He and his pals used me to pass off some of that phony dough on the customers.
Oh, you're kidding. I know you better than that. You're a square guy if I ever met one.
Thanks, Hooksy. I was just dumb then. But as soon as I found out what they were doing, I quit my job and cleared out. And I got my start with the fire department.
You know, Mushnowski, I believe that.
Yeah, but Sergeant McGurk won't. By now, he's looked into my cousin's record. He'll find mention of me. How do you think that'll make my good record with the department look?
Yeah. Gee, Chief Cody, we've got to help Mush find his cousin.
I've already tried. It's no go, Tim. I'm sorry, Chief. He's the only guy in the world who can clear me.
Well, we'll see. There's no question of what to do, son. You'll have to have a talk with the police. Oh, here's Vito, my driver.
I'll resign as of now, Chief. I'd hope not to drag the department into this.
Well, now, you hold that for the time being, son. Vito, Fire Department Telegraph Bureau, and make it fast.
Oh, but Sergeant McGurk isn't there, Chief.
Now, look, Tim. Police Department has my full cooperation, but I'm responsible for handling fires in this city. And I've got to make up for lost time before I do anything else.
Oh, I get it, sir. The Telegraph Bureau is the nerve center of the department, naturally, and so you
yes,
can...
Yes, and right now I want a clear picture of what's going on in the entire city. After that, we'll see. Let's roll, Vito.
A few minutes later, Chief Cody and the rookie fireman stand before a great map of the city, dotted with small colored lights, which at a glance tells the chief the exact location of all fire apparatus and companies.
Now, you'll notice, Chief Tim, that the dispatcher sent out two companies in the Northeast District.
Oh, will that cover the situation there, sir?
Well, since there wasn't another alarm, yes. Yeah, looks like you missed a call with the rescue company.
Well, how can you tell that, sir?
That light down toward the edge.
Huh?
Yeah, that's where they're located at the minute. Well, I needed you more than they do.
Yes, I was. Gee, I wish Mushnowski would take a look at this.
Well, let him sit over there by himself, Tim.
Yes, sir.
You can't blame him for feeling kind of low. Uh-oh, there's an alarm coming in now. 2, 10. That's 200, Tim. And 3. Alarm box 203.
Well, would you look at that? Seconds after somebody pulled the lever, that man's got out his information card on that particular box.
Yeah. Watch and check it with the dispatcher.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now look at your map, and you'll see the destination of that company that he just called out.
Yeah, so I see. Box 62, huh?
Wait a minute. 62? I must be getting old.
Well, what's the matter, Chief Cody?
Well, that alarm box is at the foot of the Tenacombe Towboat Company's dock, where we found those counterfeiters' plates.
Oh, say, that's a coincidence.
Come on, Tim. Come on, Marsh. Huh?
Exactly 8 minutes later, Chief Cody's car rolls out to the end of the dock and slides into place beside the rescue company truck. Quickly, the three men join the figures standing at the edge of the wharf. And to their surprise, the first person they see is Sergeant McGurk.
Well, the place is getting crowded with smoke eaters. Hiya, Chief Cody. Hiya, Collins.
Hello, Sergeant. What's going on here?
Hello, Sergeant.
Nothing the police can't take care of, Chief. You can send your outfit back to their checker games.
Let's be serious a minute, McGurk. Has somebody been drowned?
Looks that way. You see that police launch coming toward the dock?
Yeah.
They just fished a guy out of the water a few yards from here.
I see. How long had he been in? Got any idea?
Too long. Your alarm came in the same time as mine. Say, another guy with you. Who's...
You guessed it. Private Mushnowski.
Mushnowski? Why didn't you tell me before? We've been moving heaven and earth to find you, young fella.
Yeah, so I hear.
You're in a spot now with plenty of explaining to do.
Oh, look, Sergeant, if Mush had known those plates were in the water, if he'd been mixed up in that racket, do you think he'd have been with us when we found him?
Take it easy, Tim.
That's okay, Chief. They're friends. They were working together as a team in the red diver's suit and the pump when you dragged that evidence out.
Forget it, Sergeant. Huh? Tim isn't mixed up in this in any way at all, and you know it.
Yeah, and how about you, Mushnowski?
I'm not either. Sure, I know you've been on to my cousin for a long time. I know you think I was mixed up with
him. Can you prove you weren't?
No. Not unless I find Stanislaus.
That chance of that, he's taking it on the land.
McGurk, they don't come any fairer and squarer than you. I want you to hear Mushnowski's whole story.
Well, I want to, Cody. As soon as you find out what happened here. I'm sorry he's one of your men, because it looks bad.
Right now, we lend you a hand getting that fellow off the police launch. The deck is level with the dock here, Tim.
Yeah, all right, Chief. I'll hop aboard and lift him off to you.
All right.
It's too dark to see what we're doing. Hey, turn that searchlight on so we can see what we're doing.
That's better, Sergeant. Here, let me give you a hand lifting him off, Tim.
All right.
Poor fellow. He sure looks a goner.
Careful now. All right. Lay him down in the light. That's it. Now let's...
Well, how do you like that?
Take a look, Mushnowski.
I am.
What's the matter, Mush? You look like you've seen a ghost.
He has, in a way. He's recognized his cousin Stanislaus. What? And for that matter, so have I.
Any heartbeats? Is he breathing?
No, Chief, he isn't. If your man, Private Mushnowski, had an idea his cousin would clear him of suspicion, he can forget it right now.
The one person in the world who can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that Tim Collins' friend has no connection with the counterfeit gang dead? That's what the burly detective had just said. But before he has time to wonder aloud how Private Mushnowski's cousin got into the water, He looks at the fireman in startled surprise. At a glance from Chief Cody, Tim Collins races toward the rescue company truck while his buddy drops on his knees to start immediate artificial respiration on his cousin. To find out if they can bring a so-called dead man back to life, listen to our next exciting episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message for you. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Chief Cody again with an assignment for you to remember next time you help your father rake those dead leaves in the yard. Naturally, dry leaves have to be cleaned up, and most of you probably get a lot of fun out of burning them. Make sure those leaves are burned in a wire basket or a metal container. You don't want them scattering fire. And be on the alert every minute till the job is done. That is all. So long for now.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's go!
Let's go! Fire Fighters!
Fire Fighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.